Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, photojournalist, world-renowned traveler, and yeah, he likes to play in the dirt. He's the gardening guy, the guru. He's the organic gardener. He's Doug Oster. And today, your treat as we head into the holiday week, it's wall-to-wall phone calls. So if you have any questions, especially for those indoor plants, you need to call us right now. 866-391-1020. All gardening questions welcome. The gate is open, so we're off and running. 866-391-1020. And the 10th caller right now at 412-922-1020 wins a $25 gift certificate to Sorgel. So Thanksgiving is coming up in just a couple of days, and Mr. Oster and his lovely bride and family will be gathering. So do you have a favorite when it comes to I know what your favorites are for the seven fishes, but what about Thanksgiving?
It's got to be the stuffing inside the bird.
Got to be inside the bird.
Yeah, you know, having like 12 or 15 people over, and I'm like, okay, I got to figure out how I'm going to work this, because that's the only thing I care about. I don't want everybody else to have my stuffing.
Hide it they real can have, deep in the bird.
They can have the stuffing they make outside the bird.
So you have both.
Yeah.
Your wife, she's incredible.
That's yes, pretty she cool. is.
Now, what about pie? You like pie at all?
The pie? Do pie? I like pie?
Yeah, like, you know.
Who doesn't like pie? You ever hear somebody didn't like pie?
I'm not, I like pumpkin, but really my favorite from the time I was a kid, it's raisin pie.
What? Never even heard of it.
It's really good. It's just basically crust and raisins, but it's good.
Yeah, it got to be the pumpkin pie. What is your favorite thing?
Basically, just sitting, you know what I mean? Just relaxing, and food-wise, it's just turkey. I like
you. Just kind of like sit there at the head of the table, eyes glaze over.
No, there's nobody.
Little glass of gravy.
There's nobody at my table. I'm alone on Thanksgiving, but that's okay. I'll be working covering the NFL. But
got to have that stuffing. That's all I care about.
When I was a kid, the way I really liked my stuffing was cold out of the refrigerator.
Yeah,
about
I can't
midnight.
Beat that too.
Now, when you say stuffing, is it the traditional stuffing, or do you?
Yeah, just get some breadcrumbs. Sometimes it's already pre-spiced breadcrumbs. Sometimes it's just breadcrumbs we made, and then you add what you want to add. You know, it's got to be celery in there. Got to be onions. Got to be garlic. If I had my druthers, I'd have mushrooms in there, but I got a couple people coming that don't like mushrooms.
So, now, do you ever carry over anything from your garden for Thanksgiving?
That's a good question, yes, because I was going to talk about that. I've got a bunch of tomatoes that are still ripening inside, like in a bag with an apple, and it's mostly Limbaugh Legacy Potato Top. The later tomatoes that are really super meaty, those are the ones that do best. In fact, I meant to look at those yesterday, but I saw some of them blushing, you know, so I'd have tomatoes. I could serve lettuce, but, you know, there's going to be so much food already. You know, I'll have tomatoes. I'll probably want to brag about tomatoes. Like, oh, I have some tomatoes from the garden. And if anybody cares, I'll say, how do you do that? I can't believe you're going to. Well, you see, what you do is you take them off at the end of the season. You put them in a bag, put them in an apple. It's all about having a green thumb.
Do you carve the turkey? Do they put the knife in your hand?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's the best? I've never carved a turkey. What's the best way to do it?
I really don't do it the right way. I just kind of stick the fork in there and start hacking it up and everything. And eventually there's a big platter filled with turkey.
Now, are you
white or dark?
White.
Oh, I'm dark. I got to have the dark.
Well,
meat.
I like both. But I do like both, though. But white's always been, I've been more preference.
Some people cook the turkey upside down to make the breast meat moist, and some people brine their turkeys, and some people deep fry their turkeys.
Smoke their turkeys.
Yeah, all sorts of different ways to do it. Some people say you can't put stuffing inside the turkey.
Yeah, that started to happen about 10, 15 years ago. It might not be a healthy thing, but who hasn't had their bird stuffed?
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Not everybody does it. People are scared. You know, you can't do it overnight. You got to do it that morning. You got to put the stuffing in.
All right, listen, we want to hear from you. Get on the phones, 866-391-1020. And we are already got a person that wants to talk to Doug. It's Ron in West Mifflin about his spider plant. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good.
Good. Doug, I had a quick question. I purchased a spider plant and recently brought it indoors. And it's getting some dead ends on the very tips. Is that typical?
Yeah, when you're changing the lighting from outdoors to indoors, the spider plants are almost indestructible. The only way you can really kill it is overwatering it. So keep it on the dry side. You know, put it in a window. Do you have south-facing window? That'd be the best place, but it'll grow just about anywhere.
Yeah, occasionally I'll put it on the table next to the window because it's in a little darker area, and I thought that it would be, you know, need more light. And also, you answered the water question, but I guess, is that a good idea to bring it out into the sunlight, direct sunlight near the window?
That's fine for it. It would prefer indirect light, but you'd be fine. You know, okay. The spider plants are tough. Use the finger test. You stick the finger down into the dirt, and if it's moist, wait. Don't give it water. If it's dry, give it a little bit of water. And then do you know how to make more spider plants by just putting the babies into a pot? That's kind of cool.
I don't know how to do that.
So, you know, when it makes like...
I'm having trouble on the first one.
Yeah. Well, now you're going to even have more, because what it's going to do is it's going to send out like babies. And they look like a little spider plant, and they'll start to get roots on the bottom. You just stick those roots into a pot with some soil, yeah, and it'll root in there, and then you just separate it from the mother plant once it roots, and now you have another spider plant to take care of. And eventually you'll have like 30 spider plants to take care of, and you'll be a spider plant expert.
All right, Doug. Well, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it. Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Good luck with that spider plant.
Isn't it amazing how some of these names stick? Like how somebody one day said, this is the spider plant, and then these names just go on forever.
Did you have any house plants in your house growing up?
No.
We didn't have any either, but like in the 70s, it was a big deal. Now it's become a big deal again. People love house plants. House plants, there's a great data from NASA that cleans the air, not just creates oxygen, but it's taking the bad things out of the air and cleansing it, and of course you get the oxygen out of it, and it's nice to have something on the windowsill to grow. And it used to be just everything was green. Now you can get all sorts of cool colors, and you know, something that's kind of gone out of favor but is such a great plant for the windowsill are African violets. They'll bloom for a long time. The best actually to be watered from like down below, because sometimes the water on top can make those leaves kind of spotted. But they have just this long bloom time. And when I worked in Ohio way back in the 80s, they actually had a greenhouse, and that's all they grew were African violets. And I went in there once to take, just looking for a place to take pictures. And the guy was telling me, even back then, I'm like, wow, man, this is amazing, all these different African violets. And he said, well, I can just tell you right now, we've been here for like 50 years, but we're not going to be here because, the box stores can sell them so much cheaper. We can't keep up. And that was the end of that place. But I learned a lot about beautiful, beautiful African violets. And I love having them on the windowsill. There's all sorts of different flowers that you can know. There's one called Streptocarpus, where sometimes you'll see it in like a hanging basket. It's like a purple flower. That's a good one for growing on the windowsill. Kalanchoe is another one. It kind of looks like a succulent, but it'll flower for you. And of course, you got your amaryllis and paper whites. And we'll be talking about all this indoor stuff as the winter goes on. But boy, I'll tell you what, I'm not allowed to add any more plants to the indoor table, but every time somebody turns their back, I sneak one on there because it's good for everybody. You get those plants there you can take care of. You've got the oxygen, you've got clean air. What else could you ask for?
Gives you somebody to talk to too.
That's right. Talk to your plants.
All right. Listen, 866-391-1020. Chuck's going to be up next from Shaler. We'd love to hear from you. Doug is in the very friendly mode today to where he wants to give you any advice that you need dealing with your gardening tips and tricks. And again, so maybe, getting ready to shutter the lawn, some things outside, you need help with that as well. Give us a call, 866-391-1020. It's the Organic Gardener, Doug Oster, DougOster.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, we'd love you to get a hold of Doug right now and get some of those gardening questions answered. 866-391-1020. Here's Chuck in Shaler. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Doug.
Morning.
How you guys doing?
Everything is going good. What's on your mind?
I have my butterfly bush didn't do good this year. It's 5 years old. I bought it from a nursery, too. I didn't buy it from a box store. You know, I bought a better one because I really like the butterfly bushes. But it didn't sprout till almost to the end of June. And none of the old wood had any growth on it. It was just all new growth. And I don't know, should I cut it back?
Yeah, in general, they are fickle. They can go 1 year or they can go 20 years, and then they just kind of give up the ghost. To see what's going on with it, it should be cut back to about 18 inches, 12 to 18 inches when it goes dormant here at the end of the season. And then we want to see if we get new growth off where we cut it. The old, like if you just leave that old growth on there, a lot of times it'll bloom, but not as nicely as when you cut it back. So I just wait a little bit, wait to make sure it's completely dormant, cut it back to 12, 18 inches, and then see what happens in the spring. If it's not going crazy, if it's not happy, just rip it out and throw another one in there. That's the best thing to do for a butterfly bush. And since you love them, get another color, get a couple of them. I would actually, if you love the butterfly bush, that was your thing, I'd have a couple around the landscape because they're just fickle. And there's nothing you're doing wrong or anything. Sometimes they just give up the ghost. But I wouldn't give up on this one yet. I would, as I said, hack it back, and then maybe in the spring give it a little bit of garden tone or plant tone, some kind of organic granular fertilizer to give it a jump start and just see how it does.
Okay, yeah, that's the first year that I really thought it was dead because it didn't start sprouting until late in June. But
yeah, that's a little late. Did it bloom okay?
Yeah, but not as vibrant as it has the last 4 or 5. I said I bought that in 2020.
And yeah. Did you ever cut it back, or was on the old wood it was doing that?
It was doing on. I never cut it back.
Yeah, that's going to make a big difference. That's really going to invigorate it. And it's really hard to do because you're looking at like almost a tree and you're thinking, gosh, I'm going to cut this thing down to 18 inches and I'm going to cut off all that growth. Trust me that it's the best thing to do because when it does sprout, that those new sprouts will just flower like crazy. All right. So I know it's a leap of faith to do it, but just trust me and do it, and you'll be so happy in the spring, I think. All right?
Oh, that sounds good. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Chuck.
So I appreciate that.
You got it.
All right, here's John in Hampton for Doug. Nothing but your calls today, 866-391-1020. Hi, John.
Hi. A couple weeks ago, the gas company dug up part of my front yard, to put a new gas line in, and then they refilled it, and they pounded it down, the dirt. And they're going to reseed it back to its normal condition. But they haven't shown up yet. And I'm just wondering, will they just wait until like March or something, do you think, and reseed it? Or if they reseeded it within the next whatever few weeks, would the grass grow or just sit there until spring shows up?
So they do... People do seed very late in the season, and it could happen either way. If it was a really mild start to the winter, you could get some sprouting just because the soil temperature is so high. But if not, it'd be okay for that seed to sit there. And then the third option might be that we'll come back in the spring. Well, actually, the fourth option will be like, oh, we forgot about that guy that we cut. We dug that big ditch in front of his house. We need to get back there. And then by that time, it's July, and you're like, you'd already done it by yourself. So.
Well, I have a very outspoken next-door neighbor, so I have a feeling that
he's going to take care of things. He's going to take care of things for you.
Yeah, I had another off-the-topic question, but you said you had 12 people over for your Thanksgiving dinner.
It's the table's already set. I'm not sure. It might be more than 12, but go ahead.
Well, anyway, my question is, how do you deal with all those people? How do you deal with the wishbone? Who gets to pull the wishbone?
The grandkids. You got a 3-year-old and one that's going to be 5. They're going to get the wishbone. That's the way we'll do it. Yeah, that would be kind of confusing, you know, if you had 6 people on one side, 6 people on the other side pulling the wishbone. So
yeah, because I always think these turkey companies, you know, they cut up the turkey, you know, to make TV dinners. They should sell packets of wishbones so you could buy 24 of them and have like a double elimination tournament.
All right, buddy. Thanks for your call. Okay. Appreciate it. That's good stuff.
So if you could wish for anything in your profession of gardening, what would it be? Continuous rain? I mean, what would you want? Favorite tool, some plant you've never been able to grow, an opportunity to promote what you do nationally, internationally?
No, I think it would, you know, when you ever think of a wish, I think it nowadays at our age, it has to be about health. It has to be about good health. Everything else you can buy. Just give me the ability to keep gardening. That's what I would wish for, to give me the ability to keep fishing and keep gardening.
Would you want to go back to it being 30 again?
No way.
40?
No. You've got to live the way you live. You know, we're at a certain point in our life where I know it's, you know, it could fantasize about like, oh gosh, remember what I used to feel like, but this is just the way you gotta, it's just a different part of our life.
Well, I hope I have your attitude when I reach your age.
All right. Yeah.
Anyway, we will take a break and we'll come back. I'm actually older. When we come back on the other side, I want to hear from more of you. So he's giving you an opportunity to ask anything that's on your mind when it comes to gardening, lawn, you name it. He'll do it. Indoor gardening as well. Those little house plants. Talk to Doug. He's here until 8 o'clock. And then we're talking about sides and turkey on the Coons Cooking Hour. All still to come today with your Pratt Pack. We're here till 1 o'clock on KDK 100.1 FM AM 1020. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Rob Taylor will drop by to give you the latest news. And it was a spectacular night. Thousands on hand for the 64th annual Light Up Night in our fair city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Good morning.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's take the 10th caller right now. 412-922-1020. You win a gift certificate to Janoski's. They're getting ready for the big open house. I'll tell you more about that for the holidays in just a little bit. But Doug is here today taking nothing but phone calls up until the hour of 8 o'clock, 866-391-1020. So when I say gardening and I say Thanksgiving and I say November, what comes to mind? What can you actually be doing now that can actually pay dividends for gardening?
Oh, believe it or not, I got so much to do yet. I just finished planting this Franklinia tree. I've dreamed of growing a Franklinia. I've talked about it a couple times here. It's a very unusual tree. Discovered in the 1700s, 1765. I wrote down a little thing about it. John and William Bartram first observed the Franklinia tree growing along the Altamaha River near Fort Barrington in the British colony of the province of Georgia. Like I said, 1765. They find this tree. They name it for Ben Franklin. Now they go back again and they can't find it. And now the tree doesn't grow in the wild. You can only get it from a nursery, and it's really hard to grow. But I got a big one, and I planted it and put it in. And I was actually thinking about it today when I was driving in. Right across the road from where we pull out of the studio, there's this building, you know, business building, and some new guy took over the maintenance of the property, and they were volcano mulching this giant oak tree. And when I drove in today, I looked over, no more oak tree. And that's what volcano mulch does. And so I was just thinking about planting that Franklinia, how I was taking special care to, like we've talked here when Davy Tree's on, about that root flare and keeping the root flare above ground. That's where the trunk meets the roots. We talk about it all the time, but that has to be brushed off and it can't go down deeper. And so that's what I did with this Franklinia, but the Franklinia needs acidic soil, which I've got it set up in a place with acidic soil. It needs morning sun, afternoon shade. It has these really beautiful flowers at the end of the season. Kind of look like peony flowers, white peony flowers. And so I'm just glad to get that job done. But believe it or not, there's still time to plant trees and shrubs. They love to be planted this time of the year. I just picked up like 4 big pots of pansies. Again, you know, they're almost giving them away, and so I might put one in the greenhouse just to have, but I'll put the other ones outside and enjoy the color. I just picked up some flowering kale and put it in a pot that had begonias in it. That flowering kale, I'm sure I told the story a million times that when I lived in Ohio, there was this garden center there, and they had this giant purple flowering kale, and it was, you know, back then November was covered with snow, and I'm like, what is that? How can a plant be growing this time of the year? And that's what they told me, flowering kale. Oh, we got a caller there, Rob.
Yes, we do. One of our favorites, Diane, usually calls in on the Coons Cooking Hour. She's talking gardening today. Hey, Diane.
Good morning, guys. I really appreciate you taking the call, and Doug, all the wealth of knowledge you always offer. So I have 2 questions and a share. So, Doug, I'm curious, do you have any recommendation? Is there any kind of fertilizer that's worth putting on the garden to help winterize it? My other question is concerning pea spots on the grass. Is it best to just leave them go at this point? And, Doug, I have to tell you, my potted parsley is doing fine. Oregano's holding on, but my basil has gone bye-bye.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds pretty good, though. That parsley, you know, that can hang around most of the winter, and same with the oregano. You can keep going outside for quite a while. Okay. So, first question, give it to me again.
Sure. Any particular
fertilizers? Oh, fertilizers. So
for winterizing the garden.
Yeah, for putting the garden to bed, you could throw on an organic granular fertilizer, like those ones I talked about. They're inexpensive, easy to find. Plant Tone, okay. Garden Tone. Also, compost would be a good thing. Shredded leaves to put on a bed. Especially like mulching a bed at the end of the season so that we don't lose that good soil to winter erosion. And so straw, shredded leaves, bark mulch, whatever you can get on there. But I'm always trying to put compost on any bed beforehand. I prefer to put the granular fertilizer on in the spring, but there would be nothing wrong. You would release its nutrients and sit there for you over the winter. That'd be fine to do it if you wanted to do it now. And then for the stains on the grass, one of the techniques is, at this point in the season, it's probably too late to do anything, but when the dog is, you know, we're in the summer and everything, try and get them to move to different spots if you can, and then try and flood that spot with water. That will dilute it, and so you won't have the spots. Either that or you do the reverse and you just let the dog go in the same exact spot every time, and you just know that spot's not going to be that's just the way it's going to be. So that's how I would deal with it. There are some products, like you go to like one of the pet stores, there are some products that you can apply to the grass after the dog does its business. So think about that, too.
Okay. No, I appreciate that. And on the topic of mulching, my husband thought it was brilliant this year to get the mulching blade for our mower. All I can tell you is I'm going crazy because I have leaf confetti now being tracked all through the house. And my other, I don't know, Doug, I'm still like, well, is this too much mulch for the grass? Like, that's the first time we've ever done that.
Dan, that's actually one of my jobs for today, is to mulch this big flat area that's just filled with leaves, and that's actually where the grandkids play too. So I think we're going to be dealing with the same thing with the leaf confetti coming in and out of the house. Well, he's not allowed to wear his shoes in the house anymore. Get him a pair of Skechers so that he can kick them off and kick them on. That's what I use in the garden, is Skechers boots, so that I don't track everything in. I don't bring the garden in with me.
Well, it's that, and then the fur babies. You know, I try to wipe their feet off, but it gets up underneath their paws.
Oh, I get it.
Goes into the fur.
I get it.
Well, thank you so much for the great advice.
Thanks for your call, and thanks for your kind words. I appreciate it.
Have a blessed Thanksgiving. Appreciate everything you guys do.
You too. Have a great Thanksgiving.
All right. Cindy's up next for Doug from Allison Park on The Organic Gardener. Hey, Cindy.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a comment and then I have a question. I wanted to tell you my success story for this summer was I grew that purple Roma tomato that the lady from Canada had recommended.
Nikki, right.
Yes.
Oh, so let's start there. Let's hear about it.
Well, I gave it to my sister, who always starts the seeds start seeds, and then she gave me the plant. Those purple Romas were so firm, and they were so delicious. They had a really good, robust flavor, and the plant itself was very prolific. So everyone I gave it to said, oh, that's so delicious. Mm. And it starts out real purple. It's deep purple, and then when it ripens, it's like a pink color.
Wow.
But it was really worth growing.
And how did you get through the drought with that, okay?
Well, that was one of the reasons I called, was because we had soaker hoses. Yes, they did well, but those are all starting to leak. I started to look for new ones, and I started to investigate, but the one that I kind of thought I was going to like had the Prop 65 warning on it, you know, cancer-causing.
Yeah.
And I don't know, do you use soaker hoses? Do you have any advice on that?
I don't use them, but I would love to use them. I don't think the Prop 65 stuff is an issue, to tell you the truth, for just water leaching out of it. I would love to have what we call drip irrigation, which mm-hmm. is similar to a soaker hose. But running it all the way out to where my garden is would be nuts. Oh. It would be nuts. But I think it's the most effective way to use the water, and mm-hmm. you could time it and put it down. You know, a lot of times, like professional, like at farms, they'll put the drip down, and then they'll put plastic on top of that to stop the weeds. And as long as the drip's underneath there, it keeps the plants happy. But yeah, soaker hoses, I think, are actually a great way to go.
Well, we have two gardens, and the one in front is way down by the mailbox, and I do run a hose from the house, and it just stays connected. We can run it in and out with the car doesn't bother it, or the garage door, and I run that hose all the way down and then just connect it to the to the garden down there, because it was a brutal summer.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
So my new project for coming here is that garlic that you talked about.
That's Nikki's thing.
Yeah, I got you had just had that on a few weeks ago. So
right.
The Rose 7 Seed Company has those garlic seeds. So I'm really curious to try those. So I'm going to give this to my sister again for Christmas so she can get the seeds going and see how that works out.
So get them going like tomato time, like, you know, April 1st, March, somewhere in there. Have a decent sized plant and then plant them in the spring, right? Is that how you're going to do it?
I'm going to leave that up to her because she's the expert.
That's probably the way I would say to do it. I'm interested to hear about that. So keep us posted. Now we're about to take a break. Do you have some more stuff to talk about? Do you want to hang on or are you done?
I'm done, but thank you for all you do and for these guests and for always keeping us informed. I really appreciate it. And blessed holidays, Christmas, and Thanksgiving.
Thanks so much, Cindy. Have a great Thanksgiving, and thanks for your kind words.
All right, stay with us. We've got more to come with Doug, 866-391-1020. All right, just like getting out one of those big rakes from the shed and just cleaning things up before we say goodbye for another week. So here he is. I'll give him the rake. He's going to go to work. But if you want to jump in here with any question, we do have a couple of minutes left. You can dial this number because we have available lines at 866-391-1020. Doug.
I wish you'd bring that rake over and help me get rid of all these leaves.
What's your technique? Do you get the blower out?
I have to have the blower because it's just impossible to do it any other way. Trust me on that, because there are so many, and they're the big oak leaves. And so, you know, I had time yesterday. I spent a couple hours doing it yesterday. I'm glad I did, because I did see something when I got up this morning that was going to get windy today after the sun came up. You can't blow leaves when it's windy. It'll drive you nuts. But then the other part of it is I blow them. Luckily, I have a place to blow them where I'm not blowing them off the property. And so I've got places where actually somebody's been blowing leaves over the edge since 1939, since that house was there. And so there's good compost down in there. And so none of the leaves leave the property, but like the driveway has to be clear. Otherwise, you can't get up. The patio has to be clear. There's all these trails through the woods that have to be clear for, you know, walking the dogs and such. So that stuff just needs to be done. If I got lucky and it was windy today, I wouldn't have to do it all.
How do you know when it's time and you're not going to get just by looking at the trees, like, okay, everything's gone, now's the time, or should you try to do a little bit every year?
I try and do it early, but, you know, yesterday I was looking out in the morning and I was like, they were just all dropping off. And I'm like, today's the day, the weather's right, although the leaves were a little heavy because it rained. But I just, you know, I got a lot done, and then looking at the weather now, I want to have this all done before Wednesday. All my garden work done by Wednesday, but we'll see.
All right, let's take this final call. Sandy in Monroeville, African violets, the topic of conversation with the organic gardener, Doug Oster. Good morning, Sandy.
Hi. You intrigued me about the African violets. I think I want to get some, but I just want to know more about care and feeding.
So very easy to take care of. The only thing that we talk about when we talk about African violets is, for the most part, they're watered from below, meaning just you put like a little saucer below the pot, and you put a little water or water/fertilizer in the dish, and then you let the plant soak it up, but you don't leave water sitting in there. You want that water to get out of there and for the plant to eat it up. And we don't fertilize until we get to the spring. The days aren't long enough. And just like any other houseplant, you kind of keep it a little bit on the dry side, but not neglecting it. And when they do bloom, Sandy, it's amazing because they can bloom for months. And there's all sorts of different colors and flower shapes nowadays. And you can find them very inexpensively. And then you can make more plants from the actual, from that plant. You can take leaf cuttings, and sometimes you can just split off parts that grow. Does that help?
That's good. How about south-facing window or what? North-facing?
Any indirect light will be perfect. South-facing would be great, but you could do north, south, east, and west, and they'd be happy.
Okay.
All right, Sandy, I want to get to some other callers here. Rose and Paul, we're going to try and get you in here.
Go ahead, Rose.
Hi, guys. Hey, I had a tree that I had to take down in my backyard, and now I have lots of sun back there. Didn't have it before. And I planted marigolds, and a whole big bed of marigolds, and they were great. Now, what I'm doing now is I'm trying to get the seeds from the marigolds. I got all the seeds. I have a bag full of them. And someone said I could just throw them out there in the spring and they'll bloom. Is that right? That they'll turn into plants?
That could happen. You could do that. I prefer to take a little bit more control, but you could do it that way. I've actually had them, Rose, do it on their own where I'm not even saving them or anything. They've just dropped into a pot or dropped into the garden and they sprout. But another way to do that, I would do it two ways. I would throw those seeds on your bed in the spring, but you want that to be some good soil. The other way would be just do them in like a little flat, like last year's flower containers, and just fill that up with a planting mix, throw them in there, cover that with plastic to keep it moist, and then see what you get to sprout in there, and then you could plant those too.
Oh, fabulous.
All right. I'm going to try and get to Paul here real quick.
All right.
Let's
say hi to Paul. Last call of the day. Hey, good morning, Paul.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I have a hedgerow I want to trim back. I was wondering if this is a good time to do it.
It's a little late. If you could wait till the spring, it'd be better off. You don't want that hedgerow to put on new growth before it can harden off because you'll get winter tip burn on it. Can it wait till the spring?
Sure.
Yeah.
So what, March?
Yeah, right coming out of that dormancy, late February, early March would be the perfect time to do it. And the plant will be much happier that way. Okay, Paul?
All right, you got 1 minute, all yours.
Well, come with me to Poland then. We can talk a little bit about that. I love traveling. We just got back from Sicily and southern Italy, but dreaming of seeing Poland. We're going to see the gardens of Poland. We're going to see the different cities in Poland. That's in June. We've got plenty of seats left. There's no hurry. Take a look at that. You can actually watch at my website at DougOster.com. You can watch a webinar showing every stop. My wife visited Poland last year, and that's where I got the idea to go. She loved it. She went with my son, and they just fell in love with Poland. And if you've got a connection to Poland, come along, take a look, see if the trip's right for you. We have a lot of fun when we travel, and it becomes a little travel family, and a lot of people travel with me, trip after trip after trip. Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.